Yeah. Sometimes these people will ask if they can carry you home from the dad's.
Yes, yeah. I know that girl going to dance, and I said, can I take you home tonight? I wasn't going to carry them.
How'd you get your logs out of the woodlot?
Get what?
Well, did you pull in logs for firewood? You mentioned that...
We just went down the timber and cut those and... cut the limbs off of them and hauled them up and throwed them in the wood pile. And then I had my kids had to go out there and chop the wood.
Did you put them in the wagon?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Did you ever get any big ones that you couldn't get in the wagon? Have to hitch horses to them?
No, we never did cut that much timber. We never did have to cut those logs a foot or two through and just cut small ones about as big as that post there, you know.
I worked for the Forest Service one summer, and they had us out sawing logs one day for firewood. My gosh, we cut up a whole big old tree. In time for dinner, and we got a fire call. And then I wished for small logs like that. You mentioned turning soil. What did you do after you did that? Before you put in your crop?
Have to get your plowing done, but then you've got the disc and the hat. Get it down to the seed bed.
Mm-hmm. And to get back to this wood, how'd you cut these logs when you got them in to cut up to fire size? Did you have a frame to put them in? Sort of an X?
Oh, no, we didn't have none of those. I'd cut them up with a, we topped up with axe. We didn't have none of those buck saws. That's what you're thinking about, the buck saw, you know. We put them up in a rack and saw them. We didn't have no buck saw. We had to cut them up with axe.
Well, I know you've dressed down doors to hang them. What do you call a trestle that's put the door on?
You mean the
leg on each end that looks like an A and then a plank across these two?
Well, you mean the plane the door down, you mean?
Yeah.
The plane?
No, I was thinking about the rack. What? With legs on each end like this and a board across the top, and you put your door right on a pair of these.
Oh, you talking about, hell. I got two pair of them out here in the garage.
Sawbuck? Sawhorse?
Sawhorses, yeah, that's what I'm trying to think of. Sawhorse.
Well, I'm going to get a pair of those as soon as I can find a place to put them. My wife made me clean the garage when I got home the other day. What a homecoming.
Yeah.
How'd you shave when you started in? Safety razor?
Yeah.
How about your dad?
Oh, I had no... my dad, he had one of those old Wade and Butcher razors.
How'd you sharpen that thing?
On a wet rock. He was pretty good at that, wet rock, and then of course he had a strap that he used to put it on.
He just used that on his razor? Or did he have a special use for it sometimes?
Well,